There's nothing like a cold prairie Christmas for the holidays, and joining us on the line from Los Angeles is our fellow Winnipegger, Chantal Kreviazik. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Jeremy.
You know, I laugh because we were talking about doing this when we were both in California. I was in Palm Springs and you're still in LA, but and you've lived there for a long time, but tell me about celebrating Christmas in warm weather versus a place like Winnipeg. Do you get to the city for the holidays?
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions about California, by the way. And okay. Like often we're in, you know, Canada anyway,
right,
over Christmas. But when we're here, which honestly it's really, really rare that we're here at Christmas time. But if we are, it's cold here. It's the desert, and the desert it gets really cold, and in that, you know, January, February pocket. It doesn't snow, I mean, it could have, but, you know, it doesn't snow really, but, like, Mammoth is close, like, there is snow nearby, we go to snow, and especially at night, like, the lights are all on all the houses and trees and everything, and it's pretty nippy out there, so you do get the spirit,
yeah,
you really do.
Absolutely,
and
but
it's also nice and quiet. Here, it's actually a great place to be when, over the holidays, if it ever happens, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you can't deny, there's something about the smell of the, you know, wood-burning fireplace when you're going up to your neighbors or to a family member in Winnipeg. It's certainly, that's part of the holiday season, at least for me, but I totally appreciate people who go to the hotspot destinations.
Oh, no, I mean, all of that stuff, I think no matter where you are, for sure,
yeah.
And I mean, there's not really anywhere on the planet more Christmassy, I would think, than Winnipeg. or, you know, the surrounding communities, obviously. Yeah.
So what was your favorite part of the holiday season growing up, and then what's the best part now? I mean, you're a parent now, so what was the best back then, and what's the best now?
Well, I think probably all the Christmas music. I remember as a child bundling up and getting in the car and going back to school for the big Christmas concert. That was always, you know, I mean, there's so much nostalgia when I think about that. You know, just the winter aspect, right? The tobogganing and making snowmen and, you know, just being a kid in the winter in a winter environment is a really obviously a very particular experience. So, yeah, and my kids are always like, I have to have snow at Christmas, you know? Kids love it.
I could talk about Christmas memories all day, but I know you're heading out on tour for the holidays. You've got new music out. Let's talk about the show first. What can people expect when they celebrate the holidays with you at the show?
I'm hoping that there's a cool surprise appearance during the show.
Okay.
And once people have the album, they'll know what I mean. It comes out on November 15th.
Yeah.
And other than that, I think it's just going to be really intimate. I'm going to do a mix, you know, of holiday music and probably a couple songs from my history that people know. So, it'll be really nice. Even the album's super Christmassy on the one end. Like, there's classic Christmas songs on it. There's, you know, a couple originals that I wrote that are, you know, really, really, really Christmassy. And then I put two originals on. They're a little not, like, they don't just have to be at Christmas, but the lyrics to them does reflect on the meaning of the holiday season, so.
How do you've been a songwriter for many years. When it comes to Christmas songs, though, that are so, you know, deeply rooted in people's history, you know, they're traditional. How do you know when it's right to, I'm going to use the term mess with them, but I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, you know, when you change it up. Do you know what I'm asking? Like, how do you know when it's the right time to do
tricky.
That?
Yeah, you're right. Like, you don't want to mess with that, right? So, I think I was just respectful and cautious not to. They call them, in the publishing world, they're called derivatives. So, you actually change the song enough, and it's no longer that song even. It's interesting. I would respond to that more so in how I would feel, because I'm such a fan of Christmas music. So if I heard, I just go with my own taste and my own instincts, right? Like, if I'm thinking to myself, like, if I heard that on the radio, would that be okay? Like, would I be accepting of that, or would I reject that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I went with it. I just followed my own sort of instincts. Like, I do Silent Night and I do What Child Is This? And I do add these sort of, like, little features in bridge or something like that, or a, you know, and it's subtle. It's not like a huge change to the song,
right,
but it's definitely different, and it was a little bit of a, you know, a scary thing to do, but I did it. But the rest of the bones of the songs are there. And then on Winter Wonderland, it's like so world pop, and it's all the same besides like the sort of landscape of the track. So the track is extremely fun, and you'll feel like dancing to it and being happy. But I think Winter Wonderland makes you feel like that anyway, so it's okay that, you know, we got a little went a little crazy on the track. But it's really, I think it still feels classic. I don't know how to explain it. It's still safe.
Well, and that's the thing. It works. And You Want to Be an Angel.
That's
the one. You Want to Be an Angel is the La 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 song, right?
No, I wrote a song called I Want to Be an Angel.
Yeah, but that's but that's the one that has the part
The La 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 La. Oh, yeah. You heard the whole album. Good. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. That's an airhead. So I created my own essentially, I guess.
right. Okay. I know your music better than you do, Chantal. This is not right. I did.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry, Jeremy.
And if you keep singing,
yes, I created my own.
And if you keep singing on the show, we're gonna have to pay for it. So stop that too, Chantal. Come on.
Okay. I won't. I'll quit.
Let's talk about the name of the album. What was the inspiration for that?
Oh, it's so cool. Well, first of all, the song came in a very visionary moment, and that's exciting because that doesn't always happen. So literally I envisioned the writing of the song, where and when and how I would write it, and it all came to fruition without me even trying. It was crazy. I had a vision I was going to write a hit Christmas song while riding bikes with my dad in the country in Manitoba. How weird is that? In July. And then I was in Toronto. I dropped my kids at camp, and I was just sitting around the house, and I was really, like, sad with the kids at camp, and I just couldn't take anymore. My dad said, well, come home for the weekend. So I went home to Winnipeg, and we always ride bikes together, my dad and I. So I got on the bike with him. We started riding in the country, as we always do. And all of a sudden, this song, this amazing Christmas song called Christmas is a Way of Life, My Dear, just popped in. And I wrote it in front of my dad. I was singing it all the way along the country road in Winnipeg with him. Came home, put it on the piano, parked myself at the piano, recorded it in front of my parents. They loved it. And then came home and did a Christmas album. Like, I mean, it's the most bizarre thing ever. So, and then the reason that I wrote the song, Christmas is a Way of Life, My Dear, is because I, like, see the hope in people at Christmas. Not the hope for people who suffer, but the hope in all people who become sort of touched by the season. And, you know, at Christmas, obviously, we almost go into this place of intention, right? Of being intentionally kind and generous and warm, and we're warm to family that's otherwise, you know, difficult to see eye to eye with, or we are kinder to strangers, and we're more generous with, you know, people in need. And so I sort of did this, like, you know, imagine if we had that capacity or that courage, you know, all throughout the year, and then turned that into a pop song. And then the theme of the whole album is that too. Like, that's what I kind of, where I kind of put my heart for the whole album. Like, that's where I set my intention, whether writing it or just considering the songs that I put on the album.
And there's also, there's other voices on the album, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Correct.
Who is that?
My son, Salvador Meda, sings an original song that I wrote for him called Christmas Train. And that's really exciting. I didn't even know that he knew how to record, so that was pretty cool. I mean, I knew he had a lovely voice, don't get me wrong. But we're just so casual here. We don't, like, press anybody to do anything in the arts. Like, it's like, if you want to, here's your opportunity, go ahead, we'll support you, but we're not, like, pressure at all. So I thought of his sweet little voice, and I wrote this song, and I was like, Sal, I wrote a song for you for the album, you gotta come sing it. And it was like, oh, okay. He was like, he didn't fight it at all. And then I said, hey, come now. And we had the piano, like, all the track ready, and then you know, he just, it was so wild because he stepped up to the microphone and killed it. And then he joins me on the Paul McCartney Christmas classic, Wonderful Christmas Time. And he even did all the harmonies on that middle eight part, you know, with the quiet things. They practice all year long. He did all of the entire, I mean, I don't even know if my voice is in the mix on that. It's adorable. And, you know, there's nothing sweeter and more angelic than, you know, a little boy's voice before it cracks. So, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And then Rain sings with me on Blue Christmas, which is his all-time favorite Christmas song. So that was a lot of fun. And, yeah. That's it.
Let me ask you in our final remaining moments, what is your favorite Christmas song? And then I want to ask you what your favorite Christmas song is on this album. I know songs can be like children, right? You can't necessarily have a favorite one, but maybe you do. So what's your favorite Christmas songs?
I have to say, well, I mean, it's easy for me to say. I think I like What Child Is. It's a tie for me between What Child Is This and Oh Holy Night. But I've done A Holy Night before, so I didn't put on this album. And then I love The Christmas Train. My son Sal singing, or the Paul McCartney one. But I'm also like pretty jazzed about The Christmas Is a Way of Life, my dear. Just the track is so special and so fun and poppy and feel good. And so is Winter Wonderland. They're just so feel good, so poppy. And I don't know, sometimes I'm scared, Jeremy, to be super, super uber poppy. I think of myself as someone who writes those for other people. Mm-hmm. So what I love about this album is it gave me the chance to do that for myself without apology, you know, unapologetically, and just have fun. I think at some point that's what life should be about a bit, you know?
Absolutely. So we've teased everybody about it, but the album is out November 15th, right?
Yes.
And the tickets for the Christmas tour are on sale now. So it all goes without saying that there's going to be a seat for me at the Winnipeg show, right?
I promise.
And where can people get all the details about your tour dates and album?
They can go to my Insta at Chantal Crevillez, and Facebook. I think there might be some info on Twitter too, but probably best is Insta or Facebook.
All right, we're going to be watching. And I guess I'll say an early Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, no need to. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll hold you to that. All right, Chantal Crevillez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.